The haunted house on Main Street was a place no one dared go. Surrounded by the shadows and the bushes overgrown, no one had ever ventured near the haunted house before. The boarded up older windows and the creaky gray front door. Window that was open just a crack, you can see a candle flickering in the night so black. There were rumors of a crazy old man who lived there all alone. No one knew the truth or cared about the haunted home. Walking by the haunted house late one autumn night, bare branches in the howling wind seemed to shake in fright. Was that a voice? I heard a calling. Was it just the trees? I shivered when I realized someone's calling me. Someone's calling me. Dry branches crackled underfoot as I approached the candlelight. An old man's face was beckoning in the eerie night. His sad old eyes were begging with me, "Please, boy, understand," as he gave a crumpled dollar bill from his twisted hand. This time it was a loaf of bread, then again sometimes on the eve of Shabbos, a small bottle of wine. Winter turned to spring, summer turned to fall. No one but I knew the pain of his aching soul. Years have gone on by, the old man's disappeared. He's gone the way of righteous men after all these years. If you're passing by the haunted house, remember what I've said. Someone may be calling you, who needs a loaf of